morning. This is Tom Dunlap with your Monday Morning Minute from the Black Letter Podcast. Today, we're going to briefly touch on a question that I get over and over again. And unfortunately, there's not a hard and fast answer, but there is some advice for you. We're going to talk about search engine advertising using a competitor's trademarks in your keywords. Can you do it? Is it a good idea? And the answer is, not surprisingly, from a lawyer, it depends. So first, what is search advertising? Search advertising, you probably know what it is. AdWords and Google, Bing has something similar. It's SEO, in other words, putting keywords into your web page itself. And the biggest thing, of course, these days with AdWords is purchasing keywords of your competitors, keywords containing the competitor's trademarks. So can you do that? Well, it might not be a good idea. And here's why. So what is trademark law? Trademark law exists to prevent a competitor from using their competitor's trademark to misidentify their own goods and services. In other words, I can't use McDonald's keywords to sell my hamburgers, or I shouldn't be able to. That's the idea behind trademark law. So if a law allows me to buy McDonald's as a keyword, and even though you are online and you're a consumer and you are looking for a hamburger and you type in yummy hamburger, McDonald's, because you've heard of the Big Mac, whatever it is, I use Big Mac and McDonald's, and my hamburger comes up, even though it doesn't mention McDonald's or Big Mac, it's Tom's Juicy Hamburger. I have used your trademark, or McDonald's trademark in this case, to sell my hamburger. And that is the fundamental reason for the existence of the Lanham Act and trademark infringement law. So that's where we're going to start at a baseline. What is the reality on the ground? The reality on the ground is in some circuits, there's something called initial interest confusion in all circuits. And some circuits recognize this as a major issue. And it is a bad idea to bid on keywords with your competitor's trademarked name in them. And some circuits do not recognize this. And it's maybe okay there. In any of these circumstances, it's a really good idea to take precautions. If you're going to do it and risk this kind of thing, make sure that your competitor's name, trademark, or brand does not appear in anything that the consumer who's buying it can see. And the more sophisticated your consumer, the more likely you are to get away with it. So selling hamburgers or maybe toys or consumer products, it's going to be harder because the consumer is less sophisticated and less able to distinguish. The click to shop and adding things to the cart type of thing comes into play. Let's talk briefly about initial interest confusion and what is it? Initial interest confusion occurs when a consumer is misled at a very early stage in their shopping process. Even if you correct that confusion before they make a purchase, the digital advertising space, this might happen when a consumer looks for a trademark term, like in my case, looking for Big Mac or McDonald's, and I'm presented with an advertisement for Tom's Juicy Burgers, leading the consumer, in this case, the person searching for the hamburger, to believe, even for a moment, that the competitor, that McDonald's, is somehow affiliated with Tom's Juicy Burgers, even if you can't see the name. So that's what initial interest confusion is. So where do we go from there? We get nuanced. So I'm going to tell you right now, the 2nd, 3rd, 5th, 6th, 7th, 9th, and 10th federal circuits, if you live in a state that's in one of those circuits, recognize infringement based on initial interest confusion. Well, as the 1st, 4th, where I live, DC metro area, DC, Maryland, Virginia, and 11th circuits do not. So even though most courts have held search engine companies are not liable for trademark infringement, even when they're knowingly selling these registered trademarks to competitors, it's still a risk for you if you are the business buying those trademarks, especially if you're a national advertiser. Most courts agree that simply advertising on the internet, especially when you're using a trademark name of a competitor, is enough to meet interstate commerce requirements and to potentially have you accused of trademark infringement. So, short summary for the day is maybe you can do it. Be very careful. And if you do it, realize that you are putting yourself at risk if you're bidding on competitors' trademarked keywords. That's my Monday Morning Minute. I hope you have a great week. I hope it was an interesting Monday morning for you. And we'll see you next week.